Are you serious? He said he's never seen him.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. We were at the park. It was, I don't know. It's just weird, the party experience here. Like, I identify more with like academics and stuff and like clubs and stuff. The party experience, especially being in residence, is just like a
I've never been to like one of the res parties, or I haven't been to a frat party either.
Res parties are more fun,
Yeah.
I'd say, just because it's like your friends, because all your friends live in the same building. And like in new residence, like there's a sack below. So it's like fun to just like drink in the dorm and have fun there. But with COVID restrictions, it's kind of annoying. And also, it gets kind of claustrophobic. Like, especially the cafeteria. I don't know why. I just hate the cafeteria so much. Like, we spend all of our meals in there, and it's just like a nightmare because you feel, because usually it's a time to talk with friends and family, like dinner time. But then when you're in the caf, like, there's all this, like, there's different friend groups, and you know,
Is
people
it
eat
like
at
high
different.
school?
Yeah, it's really high schooly, the caf. But like, that's just me. I'm pretty sure none of my friends feel the same way. I don't know if it's because I'm black or because I just don't like eating in cafeterias. So yeah, that's.
Besides that, do you feel like you faced any like microaggressions or stuff like being at McGill or in general in Montreal so far your experience? How long have you been in Montreal, by the way?
Since August.
August, okay.
Microaggressions. I mean, not really. I just like I haven't. I don't know. I haven't lived in North America, so I didn't know what it was like. I think I was shocked by how much people like talk, which is
What do you mean talk?
like just like everyone says their opinion like all the time. It's really strange. And I feel like that's like something I was not used to at all.
Really?
Yeah, because like I lived in Hong Kong, like we kind of just stuck in our own little expat bubble and no one really spoke their mind. So that's something I wasn't used to. In terms of like microaggressions, nothing really. Yeah, like like what shocked me was kind of like everyone is politically aware here, which was something.
Very annoying.
Yeah, like something.
No one cares.
Yeah, like something I wasn't really used to because like not many people were where I grew up, and everyone likes to say it a lot, and
Do you like to what?
people like to say their political opinions a lot
Yeah, I
on
don't like
like
that.
yeah, like it's just different, I guess. Like I'm not used to it. I can't decide whether I like it because I have to get used to it first.
I don't. That's what I was telling you, like, when you choose your friends, a lot of people also, well, that's your, I don't know how to explain it, but like that they choose their friends based on that as well. Like
Yeah.
they'll cancel people or they'll exclude people based on their political opinions. And I don't know like if it's, I don't know how I feel about that either. It's,
Yeah.
I don't know, it's weird to me. It's really
Yeah.
weird. People make politics like a very, very big part of their life.
Yeah, but you know, it is important.
It's important, but like I don't know if it's
You're
like
in
the
poli sci. What's going on
I told
here?
you I told you I'm in poli sci just because I thought it was because I thought I wanted to go to law school, so I needed to study something, so poli sci it is. But
Yeah.
and I thought I liked it because I like to make like more social videos or like political videos, but like I think I just like the drama of politics but not actually like studying like
Yeah.
politics.
Yeah, I guess that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So for, I didn't say for microaggressions, so you haven't like faced many microaggressions at McGill and stuff. I'm never on campus, so like I don't have the opportunity.
I mean, honestly, no. Like most of the things like with race that I think about is more in terms of myself and like how I kind of internalized race. Especially with my hair. I know Sydney was talking about it a few hours ago. Like my hair has been such a topic in my
Yeah.
life. Like I straightened it like last March and I've been struggling with it 'cause I straightened it not because I thought it looked bad, but mostly because I just wanted it to be easier. It was not easier. It like all broke off and you know, now I have braids in
Yeah.
and it's always such an event. Like I wore a hood for like a month and a half, like in January, and it was horrible. Like it's such like my hair is literally all I think about, like every day. Like
Really?
every day I wake up, I'm like, what does my hair look like? Is it good enough? Do I have to wear a hat? Like like, literally, like, I'm not even gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Like, that is what I've been thinking about in terms of race. Like,
your hair.
Yeah, literally, like,
but
that's
hair
it.
Is so fun, though.
Yeah.
It's really, like, I think me, I always do braids. Like, that was my go-to hairstyle in high school. Like, mm-hmm. just straight up braids, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. And wigs, I don't really like them. Like, mm-hmm. Even I'm wearing one right now. They're not, like, my thing, but, like, that's, like, a whole, like, fashion, like, I don't know, like, the Instagram baddies, like, with the lace fronts and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I don't know if I could ever do that, because maintaining a lace front is not easy.
Yeah.
It's really hard, so, and it gives me a headache, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't like that, but hair is, like, really fun, like, when you know how to do your own hair.
Oh, well, there we go. We've run into the problem. I'm horrible at doing my own hair. Horrible. It's always a nightmare. I have no idea what to do. It is so dry here. The climate is different. I don't know what to do. It's literally like a nightmare. And I really want to learn how to do it. But again, don't know who to ask. Like, everyone already knows, like, why don't you know how to do your own hair?
What kind of hairstyle did you do back home?
I did a lot of braids. I did a lot of twist outs because my hair was natural. Mm-hmm. But, like, ever since, like, I straightened it and it, like, all broke off, I've just been, like, trying not to, like, touch it and, like, putting it down, just braiding it down and just trying not to touch it. But I think I'm going to shave my head after this.
Seriously?
Yeah, because, like, I want to start again. Like, my hair's dead.
It's like horrible. Willow? You're going to go?
Okay, maybe not full Willow, but, like, just, like, shave off the, like, do a full. Because I remember I used to make fun of people. Well, not make fun of. Well, maybe make fun of. Like, the big chop movement. You know, the natural hair movement on YouTube, probably. Uh-huh. I was like, why would you do that? Just, like, let it grow out. And now I understand. Because it's, like, when your hair is straightened, it's just, like, kind of depressing. Especially when you don't like it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't like it. And I was like, what do I do now? You know?
Now you gotta.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. Chop. I'm literally just gonna cut it. Like, there's no way I'm not cutting it for the summer. I will be bald in the summer.
Well, at least you'll have the sun to warm your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I did a big chop when I was, like, 11.
Yeah.
Because I was perming my hair. I remember, I don't know why, because my mom's a hairdresser. So when I was at the salon.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, so.
So jealous.
When I was at the salon with her, she was always, like, perming people's hair and stuff. And I was like, I want to perm my hair, please. Like, and I convinced her to perm it for me. And it was, like, so stupid. It was, like, the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
And my dad, he's, like, super, like, natural hair, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, same with my dad.
So he, like, figured out that I permed it. And I was like, no, I didn't perm it. I just straightened it. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then I had to, like, cut it off. And now I've been, like, natural since I was 11. So it's not really a big deal for me because, like, I just braid my hair all the time. So I don't even know how to take care of my natural hair. I don't like to say it, but, like,
no,
I don't.
It's okay. No, I get that. Like, I took care of my natural hair better than I took care of my straightened hair or my braids.
Yeah.
And then I ruined it. And I was like, what the hell? And now I, like, look. Do you get, like, Snapchat memories?
Yeah. Yeah.
My sometimes my Snapchat memories make me cry because of my hair.
Your hair.
Like, it's just so depressing. And also, my hair grows really slowly. So I'm just like, okay, well, it's just braids and, like.
Yeah. I like braids, to be honest. It's, like, my favorite style.
Yeah.
I always do them.
I don't. Do you have any other, like, microaggressions that you face? Because apparently I don't. That's just hair.
Well, I guess they're microaggressions, but they're mainly, like, I was thinking about them, but when I was in CJEP, or you can tell me if it's a microaggression, or when I was in high school. But another thing that was so annoying that happened in high school was, like, when my teacher would confuse me with, like, another black girl.
Ugh.
So when I was in CJEP, I was taking this class on existentialism. It was, like, my favorite class. And what really pissed me off about him confusing me with the other black girl was, like, the effort that I put into that class. Like,
yeah,
I was participating. Yeah. I was handing amazing essays. I was, like, reading everything and, like, putting, like, giving my 100% because I really liked the class. And he still confused me. And I was like, bro, there's no way you can confuse me with the other girl because, like, I'll be putting in that work, okay?
Yeah.
So she sat, like, next to me. She's a friend of mine. And, like, he, like, it was so embarrassing, but, like, he called me her name, and then, like, everyone was silent, because I guess they knew that wasn't my name, and then, like, I laughed, like, really loud, out loud, to, like, kind of ease the tension, but then it was just quiet, so, like, I did, like, a big chuckle, and then, like, it was just,
that is so bad. That is so bad.
Yeah, I was just like, bro, like, I literally put so much effort into this class, and you still have the audacity to confuse me.
Yeah.
And another thing was, in high school, I remember it was, like, another two incidences, but I remember, you can tell me this is a microaggression, I don't think so, it was just kind of stupid, but I told you my mom's, like, Grenadian, and my dad's Nigerian, so I remember my teacher, she went to Jamaica, and then she came up to me in class, and she's like, oh, I went to Jamaica, and I was like, oh, how was it? And she was, it was so nice, I was thinking about you the whole time.
What?
And I was like, that's so weird. I was like, oh, okay, why? And she's like, you're Jamaican, right? And I'm like, no, I'm not Jamaican.
Yeah.
I'm not Jamaican. And another thing that happened was, like, another teacher, we were in history class, and we were talking about, like, the Haitian Revolution or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was reading, like, American Gods at the time. So I, like,
Yeah.
So I remember, like, what, like, the Haitian Revolution. Like, I knew, like, a little bit about it because of the book.
Yeah.
And then after I raised my hand, and I was, like, participating. And the teacher was like, oh, he was just kept asking me questions about Haiti. And I was like, bro, I don't know. Like, I don't know these questions.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I know more about Haiti than you do. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm not Haitian. So.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you're not Haitian? I'm like, no. And there was a Haitian girl in the class, and she's like, no, she's not Haitian.
Oh, okay.
So it was just, like, weird little things like that, but, like, I've never been, like, straight on called the N-word.
Or,
like...
Oh, my God, no, yeah, no.
That happened to my sister, actually.
Really?
When she was younger, she worked at, like, Tim Hortons for a bit.
Yeah.
And he called her the N-word in French, so it was just...
Oh, God.
It was really weird, but, like, she was giving him his coffee or whatever, and, like, he called her, like, the N-word because I think she was taking too long or something, and then, like, she, like, dropped the coffee on him.
Oh.
The hot coffee.
That is so great.
Yeah, my sister's a trip. She's, like,
yeah,
she's something else, but, yeah, she, like, he dropped it on him, but... I've never, like, straight on been called the N-word or anything like that, which...
Yeah, neither have I. My sister has been called the N-word, weirdly, as well. In Vancouver.
In Vancouver?
Yeah. That's where she goes to school.
Okay.
In terms of microaggressions, it's kind of hard to pinpoint what they actually are. I honestly think anytime you're just made to feel uncomfortable with anything to do with your race, it can be considered a microaggression. And especially in, like, class... Sometimes people, like, even the way people look at me here, it's just like, whoa, like, you're speaking, and, you know, I'm like, yeah, like, okay. Like, I don't think that makes any sense, but sometimes in class I'll say something, and then it's kind of that realization that you're there, and, like, you know what you're talking about is really satisfying, but it's also based on, like, prejudice, and, like, it's hard to pinpoint whether... That's in my head and my insecurity of, like, being stupid or, like, not knowing what I'm talking about or whether it's actually, like, people looking at me differently. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like, in class when you're, like, when you're... Because, like, I don't really talk that much in class. Like, I'm trying to, but I just feel so uncomfortable with all that attention.
Really? Are you just shy or is it because you think people are going to, like... judge you?
Yeah, it's like either judgment or it's just because I'm uncomfortable with it, and also because it's like not a space, because like I went to an international school. When I say it was mostly white people, it was like white people, and it wasn't like it was white people and lots of POC, but here it's actually mostly white people.
Yeah,
so it's just I've never felt that much like attention from white people like in a school setting, so it's just a little bit strange and, like, weird to deal with.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's different for us because I don't even notice it anymore.
Really?
I don't notice, like, when there's that many white... Like, I don't pay attention to it. I don't really care. Because I was in my conference the other day, and I think I was just, like, on my computer, and we were just, like, discussing whatever we were talking about. And, like, I was just, like, zoned out for a bit, and I came back, and I was like, oh, well, I'm the only black person in this class.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice, like, for, like months. Because I'm just, like, it's just been a way of life for me. So now I'm just, like, I don't really put an emphasis that much on my race.
Yeah.
If I'm around white people, it is what it is. If I'm around black people, it is what it is. Like, I have a fun time.
Yeah.
Anytime. Like, true. With anyone. So.
Yeah.
It's whatever. Like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Speaking up in general, I think I don't really participate that much in class either.
Yeah.
And it's not because, like, I'm black. It's just because I don't want to participate.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. For classes, it's always been that way. Since high school, it's been that way. Since CJEP, it's been that way. And now university, it hasn't really changed.
Yeah.
Would you ever have gone to an HBCU?
No, because like I said, I'm pretty insecure about like my blackness.
Okay, you said that, but I wasn't sure. Like, I actually like heard that right. No, what do you mean you're insecure about your blackness?
Just because like I didn't grow up around a lot of black people. Like my hair is like messed up. Like it's everything that you see. I know I said social media like didn't really matter, but everything you see on social media, like I don't really fit that standard. So I get kind of like insecure about it, you know. And that's why, like, mm-hmm. I probably would not have gone to an HBCU. Like, I would really want to go. Like, that would be the ideal thing. But I'm just scared, like, people will call me, like, an Oreo, like, or coconut, or, like, all yeah. that stuff.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because there are different, like, I feel like white people, they can be whatever they want to yeah, be, you know?
It's so
like, so, it's like, so it's just weird to me, like, everyone has different experiences. Everyone yeah. is into different things. So, like, you can't judge someone because they, I don't know, they listen to a certain type of music or they like white guys or whatever. You know, it's just weird. Like, people are just, ugh.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
No.
I don't think you would have been judged. I think you would fit in if you go to an HBCU.
Yeah, no, I asked my friend who, she grew up in Ivory Coast. And I was like, oh, what do you think about my hair? Like, do you think I would fit in there? And she's like, yeah, like, what are you talking about?
You would fit in. I think it's all in your head, to be
yeah,
honest.
I know.
It really so is. Because if you go to an HBCU, you're going to find girls like you. You're going to find yeah. guys like you. And you're going to make your own little group. And, like, because yeah. even still, like, you're into media. So you would find other black people who are also into media and who are into the stuff that you're into. And you guys yeah. are going to get along. I think your interest is going to trump everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
your interest, what you're interested in, like, the things you like to do, your hobbies, like, yeah. skiing. Maybe that you might get judged for a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, like, in defense of skiing, like, it's
I've never skied,
sport.
I told you. I still haven't skied yet.
No, we're going skiing. I need to go skiing here.
I have to learn and snowboarding, but yeah, your interests, the stuff that your music tastes, like the artists you listen to, the shows you watch, all of that is going to trump everything. Even if you're making friends with like white people.
Yeah, that's true.
Your interest is everything that matters. So
that's true. Okay.
Yeah, so you would have... I don't think I would have gone to one.
Why not?
Another controversial thing.
Okay, keep going then.
No, because I feel like, it's not a real example of the real world.
Oh, that's
it's
true.
It's another way to make you feel protected. Like, ooh, I'm among my people. That's like, true. It's cool for 4 years, but then you go into the real world and you don't know how to navigate around white people and how to, like, code switch and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is important. So I wouldn't, like, put myself in that situation to kind of make myself, like, socially...
Inept.
Yeah. Socially inept. So yeah, I personally wouldn't have gone to an HBCU, but it's different for like the African American experience. Like, you feel comfortable like going to an HBCU, but personally, like, it was never my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah, I think that stems from like your dislike of school in general. I'm not gonna lie. Like, if you don't like school, you probably wouldn't, because people get coddled in school, you probably wouldn't like the idea of an HBCU.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like
the majorettes though. What I would have done. Have you ever seen majorettes? Like the dancers?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you have to go look that up. They're like cheerleaders, but like they're better than cheerleaders.
Okay. So yeah.
I would have liked to do that, even though I don't dance, but it looks really like cool.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
It's like the band. They have the band and the trumpets and they like dance. Have you seen the Beyonce Coachella thing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, so that's like what the majorettes are, with the trumpets and stuff. And
yeah, oh my dance. God. Okay, that is, I will definitely watch that after this.
That would have been fun.
Conversation. So, well, I think that is the end. I think we've concluded. This is just two girls like talking for an hour about like our first year experience and like media and like mm-hmm. how we grew up and stuff. So thank you, Emoji, for coming. And thank
you for having me. This is fun. I like this.
Yes.
I think I'm going to start a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And thanks, everyone who's listening. Thanks for, like, listening to us rant and rave about stuff. So, yeah. Thank you, guys. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fit. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million.
your stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special ed, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three card Marley, Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the Apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
We're just gonna go. I'm just gonna play another segment. We're gonna have a Concordia student speak for a few minutes, and then we're gonna take a break from 3 to 5 because CKUT is gonna be airing a separate fun show. So I encourage everyone to stay tuned, and we'll be back for more Black Talk at 5 p.m. See you later.
Anthropology Union at Concordia University. For Black History Month, we wanted to do an event that highlights and emphasizes Black voices in literature. I thought the best way to do this was by having a book giveaway to encourage the accessibility and distribution of Black-authored books. How it works is that each student in the department that applies to our raffle has a chance to win a book purchased from Distill, a local Montreal-based bookstore. As students of sociology and anthropology, we are hyper aware of the history and current issues around silencing and misrepresenting Black voices, especially as it pertains to our own discipline. We acknowledge that the culture of these communities, many times over, have been written about by white scholars, leading to the distortions of history while also often taking away the voice and agency of the communities. Throughout the years, our discipline has disregarded Black authors and Black theories. Although there has been a shift, we must recognize that it is still not enough. The purpose of giving away Black-authored books is to uplift these authors and make these books more accessible and visible within academic spaces. We are grateful that we can give our student body a way to consume these narratives for free. We believe that this event is also about encouraging critical thinking and hopefully emphasizing the gaps in society and academia that allows for the ongoing oppression of Black individuals. This is our small initiative within our department, but we encourage everyone to go out and read a Black-authored book.
Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy.
boy Kanye Titter. Shutdown, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, an insure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man berserk. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Izzles, back to Wizard. How do you console my mom? Or give her light support? Telling her son's on life support? And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I use two lifelines. In the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican man. Story on MTV and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man. I really apologize to everyone right now if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. But I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, dog. Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver two on a sue. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. Safe, my dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, spit my soul through the wire. You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, don't you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Clap, clap, yeah, clap, gotta make that, clap, yeah, make that. Now why is everybody so mad at the Southpaw? Change your style up, switch to Southpaw. Jada, I was listening, so I made him an anthem to make some dividends. Lil Mama Chai hit me with that shoulder lean. This could kill crack and I control a team. Couple bricks stacked on that triple beam. My dirty bro sipping that promethazine. That ganja green, that Cali weed. A nigga lose his life, try roll on me now. Yep, yep, we get it. No ifs, ands about it. And the rain keep falling, even when it's drought.
Yeah, I'm in this bitch with some terror. Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it right, I make it right. I'm in this bitch with some terror. Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it right, I make it right. Make it rain on them hoes, I make it right. I make it right, I make it rain on them hoes.
Banging, she got it, man, she does it all. She gets it popping with no hands. I make it pour, I make it rain on them. I'm laying game to them. I'm guessing misses the tattoo, my name on them. Gotta get that baby love, gotta get my paper up. Gotta see strap case, that case, that's a crack. And when it rain on us, and you know what it is. Yeah, it's them paddock kids, and we know how to bid, so we don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm in this bitch with some terror. Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it right, I make it right. I'm in this bitch with some terror. Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it right, I make it right. Make it rain on them hoes, I make it right. I make it right, I make it rain on them hoes.
TSBX niggas, Kelly, Scott Stars, my nigga, yeah, Tony Sunshine, I see you, nigga.
Fuck all you hoes, get a grip, motherfucker. Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. It's all good, and all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
You have a goal, but not the name. Cause you're the only one.
Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mad Flavor.
Yo, what mean the world to you? Cause money mean the world to me. I'ma shine for the world to see. Purr to be, trill the key. F that kid back and trill the weed, ma. Wanna roll with the top guns? Got one. Thug pop one. Scrub not one. Wanna ride shotgun. Wanna shoot shotguns. And I got hot ones. But I want a chick that'll hop up on the stick. Put the pawn and flick, huh? Make sure my cum's going to lick. More sick, but screw that. We're my thugs with the hollow tips. Girls that acknowledge it. Polish it. After that, swallow it. Stand by, baby, where you at, huh? Raise your hand high. You don't suck, what? That's a damn lie. Got ran ride, my man ride, my fam tie. So I need a real chick. Someone to keep it real with. Someone to rob and steal with. Someone to share my meal with. Instead, they'll look at you and be out for your revenue. Then even at you and she'll be blessing you, caressing you. Starting that mess with you, but yo, it's dead for now. When plus them feds around. So girl, just some lift up that dress for now. Well, give me some breath for now. Talk to you, ma.
What mean the world to you?
My money, my dough, my hoes, my clothes.
What mean the world to you?
My money, my dough, my hair, my nails.
What mean the world to you?
Some sex, some mex, and a little bit of head.
What mean the world to you?
Sex is sweet, but a cat who eat ass.
What mean the world to you?
Lots of cheese, shopping sprees.
What mean the world to you?
Diamond rings, shining things.
What mean the world to you?
Ladies,
fellas.
My cousin Tonda Lee. See the girl type honoree. But a girlfriend was real, real, real fond of me. And the girl put her on to me. And I'm like, why? You come through with her. She driving at Illumina. I'm not even thinking about screwing her. Let alone pursuing her. I got a girl. She like, what that got to do with her? Get through with her. Mess around, my girl come down and put two on her. But I'm in a heavy cake, like the type that Pepsi make. Who said the thing? Got pies like Betty Bay. Top baller in every state. In Shia, Mike, Boston, I'm Kenny. In Miami, I'm Timmy. In Phoenix, I'm Penny. Damn. In Harlem, I'm semi-auto. More so, what the hell you want? Got sons, guns, run, run. Make it run, run, skate, take one. From young ones, dum-dums. Hit with the dum-dums, hit with the stun gun. Oh, damn, young hun. Where the girl come from? Man, I wanna meet her. Killer Greta, yo. Get my bath for now. She said, oh no, my spot on rap for now. Well, give me some breath for now. Talk to me, ma.
What mean the world to you?
My money, my dough, my hoes, my gloves.
What mean the world to you?
My money, my dough, my hair, my nails.
What mean the world to you?
Some
love sex, I'm maxing a little bit of ass. What mean the word to you?
Sex is sweet, but a cat who eat ass.
What mean the word to you? Lots of cheese, shopping spree. What mean the word to you?
Diamond rings, shining things.
What mean the word to you? Ladies.
Fellas. Ladies say, scream it out, speak it out. It's that time of the month and you leaking out. Say, ow, shit. Y'all know I'm down for the hoes. Down for the dough. For a little a dick on the low, y'all know it's that team of chick, that heat a chick, squeeze a clip, go home and get freaked again. Y'all know I like that sex with the right cat, rings make them ice that.
Yo, now hold up, mama, I don't want you to be no. I done laid them, jade them, that's right, play them hoes.
I ain't one of them hoes, why you run with them hoes? When I come for the dough, keep them under control.
What mean the word to you? My money, my dough, my hoes, my clothes. What mean the word to you?
My money, my dough, my hair, my nails.
What mean the word to you? Some sex, some max, and a little bit of ass. What mean the word to you?
Sex is sweet, but a cat who eat ass.
What mean the word to you? Lots of cheese, shopping spree. What mean the word to you?
Diamond rings, shining things.
What mean the word to you? Ladies.
Fellas.
What mean the word to you? My money, my dough, my hoes, my clothes. What mean the word to you?
My money, my dough, my hair, my nails.
What mean the word to you? Some sex, some max, and a little bit of ass. What mean the word to you?
Sex is sweet, but a cat who eat ass.
What mean the word to you? Lots of cheese, shopping spree. What mean the word to you?
Diamond rings, shining things.
What mean the word to you? Ladies.
Fellas.
To the people, when you see me, see you.
And I'm from the murder capital, where they murder for capital. Heard about at least 3 killings this afternoon. Looking at the news like them, I was just with them after school. No shop class, but had the school gather too. And I could die any day type attitude. Plus his little brother got shot repping his avenue. It's time for us to stop and redefine black power. 41 souls murdered in 50 hours.
Papery murder. Black on black murder. Papery murder, black on black murder, yeah. Murder, yeah.
Is it genocide? 'Cause I can still hear his mama cries. Know the family traumatized. Shots left, holes in his face, about paralyzed. The old pastor closed the cold casket and said the church ain't got enough room for all the tombs. It's a war going on outside when you ain't safe from. I feel the pain of my city wherever I go. 314 soldiers died in Iraq. 509 died in Chicago.
I arrived on the day Fred Hampton died. Real niggas smoke the fly. 87 21 is supposed to die. So I'm out here celebrating my post-demise. If you put crabs in a barrel to ensure your survival, you gon' end up pulling down niggas that look just like you. What up, blood? What up, cuz? It's all black. I love us.
The papery murder. Black on black murder. The papery murder. Black on black murder. Black murder again. Black on black murder again.
It's a celebration of black excellence. Black tie. Black Maybachs. Yeah.
Black excellence, opulence, decadence, plexus next to the president. I'm present, I dress in Dries and other boutique stores in Paris. And sheepskin coats, I silence the glam. Do you know who I am, Clarice? No cheap cologne whenever I success never smells so sweet. I stink of success, the new black elite. They say my black car bear the mark of the beast. I repeat, my religion is the beat. My verse is like church, my Jesus peace. Now please, domino, domino. Only spot a few blacks, the higher I go. What's up, well, shout out the O. That ain't enough, we gon' need a million more. Kicking the door, Biggie flow. I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's all messed up when it's nowhere to go. So we won't take the time out till we reach the T.O.P. For parolees, the whole G's, so keys, low keys. We like the promised land of the OGs in the past. If you picture events like a black tie, what's the last thing you expect to see? Black guys, what's the life expect to see? Black guys, the system's working effectively. That's why I be a real man, take care of your son. Every problem you had before this day is now done. New crib, watch a movie, cause ain't nothing on the news but the blues. Hit the mall, pick up some Gucci. Now ain't nothing new but your shoes. Sunday morning, praise the Lord. You the girl that Jesus had been saving me for. So let's savor this moment and take it to the floor. Black excellence, truly yours.
That's right. How we do? Yeah.
Nana.
Uh-huh.
With a pop, brace yourself as I ride on top. Close your eyes as you ride, right out your side. Dunno, lose his mind as he grind in the tunnel. Wanna give me the cash he made off his last bundle. Nasty girl, won't pass me the world. I push the beat, not the backseat girl. Don't deep throat, the C note, she floats. Murder she wrote and keeps the heat close. Firm nigga, we post to be the illest on three coasts. Familia, bigger than egos, y'all Danny DeVito. Small niggas, all I see is the penny ethers. That's all nigga. No shark in this year, raise a bigger. 15% make the whole world sit up and take notice. Now I take over, y'all take quotas. Look, bye bye.
Get up the bitch, y'all. We drop hits. Now tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure. That's right, we drop hits. Tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure.
I'm too live, nasty as I wanna be.
Don't shake your sassy ass in front of me. Before I take it there and tear your back out.
That shit ain't happened since the map was out. Lola Falana, dripped in Gabbana. 90s style, the finest style. Round the waist to fit, wanna taste the shit? Put me on a bass and throw your face in it. Fuck Nah, nah, y'all can't touch her. My sex drive all night like a trucker. Let alone the skills I possess. And y'all gonna see by these mills I possess. Right. Never settle for less, I'm in excess, not inexpensive. DVS to the till, that's just the way I'm built. Nasty, world class, still.
Y'all, we drop hits. Now tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure. That's right, we drop hits. Tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure.
You can hold what I got, roll with the rock. Propeller cap over when the candy apple drop. Will tears fall in your ears if I don't stop? Can you throw it like a quarterback, third in the lot?
Dig me, I get you locked like Biggie with Herb in the spot. Word Mitty, the cop in the giddy. I'm the bomb, Biggie, Panana, sexy brown thing. Madame, y'all, make them turn over from the full court pressure. The undress you and shit all over your asses. I ain't playing, knock it out at the wins. I'm safe. What's the sense in delaying? I'm trying to run G from the P to the AM. I saw your little thing, now I'm swaying, okay then.
Straight out the gate, y'all, we drop hits. Now tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure. That's
right, we drop hits. Tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure.
To the bank, where you deposit young money and you get cash money. I'm Tunchi the boss, and live from the vault, it's Bussa Bus.
Y'all, swag mania, pop the ghost most, carry the most, beautiful bitches with us happily toast, keep the faculty close, gross when we give them a dose, got them OD and leaning in each coast, scenery froze, take notes, rock boats, diamonds that fit us, Chanel minks in the winter, who fucking with us, we coming to give them the shivers, water we flow, spilling like rivers, flooding the street, hoping niggas is swimmers, moving gorillas, King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up, seat filling niggas, get up when
shit.
I show up,
please don't throw up, hold your liquor, grow up, if you robbing niggas, we gon' show you how to blow up, thank your lucky stars, that's the rap czar, tuck your shit in. My niggas bite like a rentin', to my chagrin. You never win, model thin, walking cracking your shin. She gives in every time that I spin. Square up, bow down to the kings of the hall. We way gone, talk shit while we ball. So what's cracking with y'all?
Made in New Yorker, the slick talker, keep shit in order. Call a reporter, stepping like British walkers. Legendary swag fluent, see the influence, see how we do it. Get him into it steadily, got him stupid, so undisputed. Act full, back tool, till they pop off. Police crowd up the street, blocking them off, locking them off. Got these niggas wildin' while I signal my soldiers. Bossing it up, maintaining composure, stand on the soul. For 30 bottles, 20 waitresses, bring them over. See how we light up shit, nigga, call a promoter. Tell that nigga, bring the bag, better hurry up with it and count the money up proper, cause you can get it.
Yeah, I feel good, don't it? I feel good, don't it? Hey, I wanna let y'all know. Hey, hey, I wanna let y'all know. This Jeezy, and you listening to Q-Tip.
Set him up, stiletto up, saddle up and let's go. Good times, only difference niggas making it dope. Chatter is up, peep the way we batter it up. On top of the mountain, folding the ladder up. You're dead and done, rip up your paper cause your status is none. Transfix on the sphinx of the page. Whether chopper or gauge, you're just a single cause you wouldn't engage. Turned up with the script on the cup, you keep the goblins with us.
See how we push sometime, my mind forget cough. Beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-bop, zippity-boof. Beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf. Wop, beat a nigga till he drop, piggity-poof. Oxy and me puss, he don't want no problem with niggas. Fuck it, let's get to drinking, poison our livers. Damn it, we sinners. When me and Abstract together, see, we deliver. She got me touching it, fucking all on my fingers. Damn it, we winners. Pillars of this rap shit, homie, they know. Kill everything till it's time for me to go. That's when I bomb it with a blowin' and I'm black and get a little bit dummy. The microphone is bleeding, you should take it from me.
Incredibly, we do it in the resumes. The music, I tune it, YouTube it. It can never ever be refuted. It's naughty for niggas and naughty for ninas. Bitches and ballerinas, ballers and in between is blatant non-believers and overachievers. Kicking it in Paley, Adidas, drink gallons of liters. All of you must reconcile the leaders. She's begging to eat us. Her man's attitude defeaters, but never a scandal, because me and my super on the handle with gentlemen.
Not to mention me veterans, taking me some medicine. For I'm black, you should get off my premises. Better fly, you pelican, idiot ass niggas. But then again, you need a suit for your funeral measurements. See, we doing it effortless. It's never getting no better than this. Giving you shit that you miss, a better preference. Watch me turn them to skeletons. See how I come and bring out the betterness. Thomas with it, I repped it for evidence. Flying United Emirates, size private plane, that kind of etiquette. Purchasing diamonds, handle them delicate. Now you need you a better ref. You can peep us regular and see we all in this bitch like we ain't never left, never left, never left.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
Yeah.
You know what the
the Midwest is young and restless. Restless,
nigga.
Might snatch your necklace. And next day, might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone and leave you breathless. Try to catch it. It's kinda hard getting choked by detectives. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone to November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
Jesus,
the only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Jesus,
and I don't think there's nothing
Jesus,
I could do now to right my wrongs.
Jesus,
I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long.
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles.
Jesus was with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. We're here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers. The way Kathleen need it, Regis. That's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which will probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out.
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
Jesus,
the only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
I was a terror since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the Trey Deuce and the Deuce Deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black. Smoking sacks up in Axe and Sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my gat? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bugging and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is
bullshit.
My man saying that I knew from the project. Said he had beef, asked me if I had my piece. Sure do, 222s in my shoes. Holla if you need me, love, I'm in the house. Roman strokes, see what the honeys is about. Moet popping, hope popping, ain't no stopping. Big Papa, I'm a bad boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back? Niggas wanna flex, who got the gap? It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you're scared, you're supposed to. Nigga, I toast you. Put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even start. Is he drunk off a Henny and Skunk or some brand Nubian shit beating down punk?
Can we party? Get bullshit.
That's that.
Can we party? Get bullshit. 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 Can we party? And bullshit. And
bitches in the back looking righteous in a tight dress. I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101. How to talk. load a gun and have fun with Jamaican rum conversation. Blunts in rotation, my man Big Jock got the Glock in his waist and we're smoking, drinking, got the hooker thinking. If money smell bad, then this nigga Big is stinking. Is it my charm? I got the hookers eating out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm. I'm hitting skins again. Rolled up another blunt, bought a Heineken. Niggas start to low down, a kid got choked out, blows were thrown, and a fucking fight broke out.
Chill, man, chill.
Can't we just all get along so I can put hickeys on a chest like little Sean? Get a pissy drunk off a Dom Perignon. And it's on, and I'm gone, that's that.
Town like that boy likes to Brooklyn crew likes to Third Eye likes to
turn my music high, 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 yeah. Sure I do. I'm from the streets with a hood swallowing me. Bullets are following me. There's so much coke that you could run the slalom. The cops comb the shit top to bottom. They say that we are prone to violence, but it's home sweet home. Where personalities clash and chrome meets chrome. The coke prices up and down like it's Wall Street homes. But this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown brome. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that for damn. This ain't a sewn outfit, Holmes Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones, I'm trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In just 5 years, 40 million.